FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Look, before we get into naughty after nine,
Ollie, we've got one more spooky story.
Yeah, Tom, I know you came to move on, buddy, but I have forced this one onto the air because I think it's time. We've got time for one more before we get naughty. Liz has given us a buzz on 1-3-5-3 on the topic of haunted houses. Liz, what kind of hauntedness have you experienced?
So, where I live, there's heaps of crows everywhere. So they're always outside. And one day, they all, like, flew down the chimney and they all came into the house and were freaking out.
Oh.
It was like a scene out of The Birds or something. And then we were like, okay, that's weird. We got them all out. And then in the morning when we woke up, my sister went to the fireplace and there was just like a skull there.
Oh.
And we have no idea
Jesus.
What happened. Yeah.
That, Tom, what are your thoughts on that?
It's not scary, Liz.
Sorry, mate. The skull's pretty scary.
Sorry, mate.
The skull is scary.
Like that happened. Like it happened.
Tom's suddenly picky about what he finds scary and what doesn't find scary.
1-3-3-5-3. We get naughty after 9 o'clock. Let's do it, guys. Come on, let's do this together. I want to know on 1-3-3-5-3, do you like cuckolding?
Huh?
What is? Yeah, exactly. What is cuckolding? I hear you say cuckolding is if you like seeing your partner get with someone else.
Oh,
1-3-3-5-3. If this turns you on, I want to hear from you. You like seeing your significant other getting it on with someone else.
Has it got to have happened, or are you happy just to hear from someone who, in theory, finds it sexy?
Mate, I'm happy to take anything. 1-3-3-5-3. The Goo Goo Dolls. Iris, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. You're welcome. That is just such a great track from 98. Iris, from the Goo Goo Dolls. From the movie City of Angels, you might remember that one from.
I also like Why Don't You Slide. It's a slide is the other song of theirs. It's quite good, so check it out.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Cut me off. You cut me off?
Yep. Naughty After Nine with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We get naughty. So, you know, content warning.
We get naughty, you get naughty.
I want to know on 1-3-3-5-3 if you like seeing your partner get with someone else. This is a thing called cuckolding.
Where did you get that word?
It comes from a Shakespearean term, Ollie.
Does it?
It does come from a Shakespearean term, to cuckold, to get with
it one's sounds
wife.
Like just the act of holding your cock, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was when
Absolutely.
You said cuckolding.
Yeah.
But it's not that, is it?
No,
it's
no,
someone
it's
else
not.
Potentially holding your partner's cock.
Now, I'm guessing you're probably not really into this, Ollie.
For me, no. Look, I'm not. I wouldn't have thought that watching my girlfriend get with someone else would be sexy. I mean, it actually could be in the moment. You never know. Mm. But just my initial thought is no, I don't want to see that.
I'd really want to hear from people who maybe not necessarily have even experienced that they like it. Maybe even that they don't like it. Like if they maybe got into a threesome and saw their partner getting with someone else, how did that feel for you? Maybe you were completely against that.
I reckon there'd be guys out there and girls maybe who fantasize or have the thought of imagining their partner with someone else.
Yeah, 1-3-3-5-3, a safe space definitely here for Naughty After Nine. Brad, what do you reckon about this one, cuckolding?
Oh, look, I think it's quite a repulsive idea, to be honest.
Wow, repulsive, strong language, Brad.
I know. Look, I'm not for it. I think partner, that's it. Keep it quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
But my girlfriend actually does have a friend who's into that whole, I suppose, BDSM world.
Yeah, sure.
And she actually had a thing with her partner and his brother.
Oh, wow.
Which was, yeah, kind of a bit weird, and it sort of was just a bit of a put-off, I suppose.
Yeah, right. So that whole thing has put you off this idea of sharing your partner, I suppose. Is
yeah, I couldn't fathom it. Like, it just didn't make sense in my mind. But like I said, I'm not against anyone doing those sorts of ideas, but, you know, each to their own, I say.
Mm. And Brad, how do you feel about an open relationship? Maybe your partner sleeping with someone else other than you, but it's not with you there.
Oh, I can't comprehend it. Like, it makes no sense. Don't get into a relationship if that's the sort of mindset you're going with.
Yeah,
Yep. Right. You're a straight down the whatever.
The line.
The line kind of guy, Brad.
Well, thanks for sharing your thoughts, Brad. 133353. If you've ever experienced somebody sleeping with your partner that you've seen, 133353. It's called cuckolding. It's called cuckolding.
Kane, you've experienced a bit of cuckolding, have you?
Yeah, I have, actually.
How did that play out?
Yeah, pretty well. I actually found it very erotic and quite a big turn-on to two of my ex-partners in the midst of a threesome.
Two at once or separately?
Two separate partners.
Yeah, so different times in your life you had two partners. Yeah, you had a partner who
different
was...
times. Yeah, like once when I was overseas and once when I was here.
And who are they getting with? Randoms or people you knew?
Once overseas was with a random, like mm-hmm. body from there. Mm-hmm. The other time was actually with a friend, so...
Right. Yeah. A friend, yeah, right.
And Kane, are you just watching like in a chair in the corner of the room or how does it work?
Sitting on the bed next to them actually. Next to them just masturbating and just enjoying watching them.
Interesting. And so there's no part of you that goes, "Oh, I'll get involved here." It's a watching act.
Yeah.
Someone's getting excited in the background.
Yeah. I quite enjoyed it. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm glad that you find it cool.
I think that's the attitude that probably Shakespeare invented when he started the phrase cuckolding. It is an experience to explore. Tommy, are you open to it or how do you feel about it?
I would be open to it, but I think I'd more want to get involved. I think I would want to get involved if there was someone else in the room. I don't think I'd want to just sit on the sidelines and watch.
Particularly being a gay man, you're into... Yeah. All the parties involved in a sexual act. Like if there's two guys going you're into both of them. Whereas a straight couple, there is for Kane, maybe it's like, well, I'll watch it because I don't want to get with the guy.
Who says that Kane was straight? You know, you just completely assumed.
Didn't he say
really?
He had two?
No.
Two,
no. You just assumed. So never assume because it makes an ass out of you and me.
I'm so sorry, everyone. Never assume.
Hey, 133353. Have you seen your partner get with someone else? How did it feel? Was it good? Was it bad? Would you do it again? Or maybe you fantasize about it. There's a lot in that. 133353.
Take a breath, Tom.
This is a new one from Liam Gallagher. It's called Wall of Glass. Triple M, Tom and Ollie. He's from Oasis. You'd know him from there. It's Liam Gallagher with his brand new song, Wall of Glass. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Getting naughty after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after 9.
Quick bit of Liam Gallagher trivia or tidbit. He was recently performing with Coldplay, or Chris Martin rather, for the Manchester Relief.
The One Love concert.
One Love concert. And he was very impressed with Chris Martin's talents. And he had to backtrack and say, look, Chris Martin was great. He's very talented. I take back all I've said about him. Because in the past, I've been pretty rude about what I thought about him. He's been pretty blunt, pretty harsh on Chris Martin.
Okay, I'm just going to get back into Naughty After 9 after that.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Oh, God. Not a show for music trivia.
Music news, Tom. It's important on Triple M.
Hey, we're asking on 133353. Cuckolding, do you like it? Now, what this basically means is, do you like seeing your partner get with somebody else? I would love to take both sides of the story. Maybe this happened to you. You're in a threesome situation and, you know, the other partner... wasn't involved, and you're like, oh God.
I mean, can I put it out there, Tom? I reckon this takes a bit of guts because I think the natural straight man reaction is to be like, no one touches my partner.
Mm.
So I think that's the average reaction, and therefore to ditch that attitude and to be open to this takes a bit of courage and a bit of openness to new experiences.
133353, of course, a content warning after 9 o'clock. Sarah, you're what do you reckon about cuckolding?
Look, I think I'd be up for it, but it would have to be a foursome so that I had something to do while I was watching.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I think just sitting there watching would be a bit awkward and you wouldn't kind of know what to do. But I think if you had somebody else as well and you glanced over, I think that would be okay.
Sarah, I mean, the risk is, though, that you get too engrossed in what you're doing and suddenly no one's watching
anyone. You know.
Sarah, have you got a long-term partner or a husband or anything?
No, not at all, which is why I think it would be even easier for me.
Right. Yeah, so you're open to the idea of, I guess, mixing it up in the bedroom?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But I think it would have to be a foursome type scenario for me to be able to have something to do while I'm watching my partner or other half.
Is that also because you foresee yourself feeling, I don't know, is it jealousy, just watching your partner go at it?
I don't know. I think it'd be a bit awkward. I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I know.
With my hands and things, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Where do you sit? How do you sit? What do you do?
That's right, yeah.
Across your legs.
The camera, what do you do?
Yeah, I think pulling out the camera is a good way to do it. Sarah, have you ever experienced the group scenario before? How was that?
I have, and it was awkward. That's why I think there was need to be four, yeah.
So you didn't like the group environment?
No, not really.
Hey, what do you guys mean by group environment? Like,
well, that was three. There was three.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, more
so I think
two.
If there was four, I think it would be better.
Yeah, right.
More entertaining.
I reckon you're right, because three can be harder, because there's always a third wheel, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you very much for the tip, Sarah. That was good.
Not a problem, guys.
Yeah, cheers. Cuckolding, do you get off or not get off on seeing your partner get with somebody else? 133353, of course, a content warning for after 9 o'clock.
Maddie, what are your thoughts on this one?
Oh, hang on, I haven't got to Maddie.
Come on, mate, what are you doing?
Maddie,
what are your thoughts?
Sorry?
What do you reckon on this one, cuckolding?
Yeah, we met up at a mace joint and we were just hanging out, and there was this couple there, and they were pretty keen on it, and then one thing led to another, went back to there.
Yeah.
And I saw it was pretty awkward to, like, when it kicked off, and
yeah,
I was like super shy, as you would be.
Yeah.
So Maddie, sorry, explain the situation. You're at a party by yourself.
Who's doing who?
I was with a couple of mates, and there was a few other girls there, and there was other couple rocked up, and then they were real keen on it. And I was like, oh, I don't know about this. Like, this is a real dodgy looking bloke, and then it just kind of, one thing led to another, it kicked off and it started in the kitchen table in front of everyone.
Oh, wow.
Three or four people were just watching.
So when you say the couple were keen, do you mean that she was keen to get with you guys and he was going to watch?
Yeah, exactly that. She was super keen for it, and he was like, oh man, I can't wait to watch this. Like, he was just super, super excited about it. He was sitting there just fucking having a wank and whatever.
Wow.
And this happened on the kitchen table in front of everyone?
In the kitchen table in front of about 6 or 7 people, and I was like, I couldn't do it in the bright, so I went to the bedroom with the dim lights, and then it just went. So I just put on a clinic for about 45 minutes in front of everyone.
You put on a clinic, Maddie.
You
went from being shy to being a master, did you?
Oh, right.
Once you get past the first 5 minutes, I was just like, oh, stuff it, I'm just going to go for it here. And it just, all my nerves went away, and I just went down.
And so how many were you involved in the sex act? Just you two?
There's me and a chick, and the husband was just joining in every now and then. And then there was another chick there that was watching, and then she joined in for a little bit. And then there was two other people that were watching but didn't join in.
God, that is a strange scenario.
What is this party? This is insane, Matty.
Mate, it was the best sexual experience I've ever had in my life.
Right, so you would recommend this to other people?
Oh, it was unbelievable. At first, it's hard to get into, but after that, it was like, I'd highly recommend it.
Yeah, well, you recommend it, but where do you find a bloody couple who's like, yeah, you can do me and he'll watch? That's pretty rare.
It doesn't really pop up every now and then, but like,
yeah,
when you do it, I'd definitely jump on it.
Well, so, Matt, where can I find your clinic? I'll sign up.
So good, mate. 133353. Got time for a few more. Do you like seeing your partner get with someone else? Did you get with someone else's partner while that person was watching? Just like Maddie.
That was a great story.
Well done, Maddie.
Cuckolders come to the fore on 133353.
You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M Naughty After 9. Why can't this be love? Van Halen. Very fitting. Van Halen, why can't this be love? Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Guys, it's Naughty After 9.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
A content warning for after 9 o'clock, so if you're easily offended, not the best time to listen in. Our producer, Belle, wants to ask a question about fake boobs in a second, Ollie.
Yep, pretty keen for that one. That sounds weird, but I am keen for it because it'll be great content. Right now, though, cuckolding. Tom, cuckolding is your word of the day.
Yep.
It's all about cheating and watching as your partner cheats.
Yeah, do you like seeing your partner get with someone else? Or maybe you have experienced this. You've watched your partner get with someone else. What was it like? Was it good? Was it bad? We've got Stuart on 133353. Stuart, you've experienced this.
Hey, boys. Yeah, both male and female, really. It depends on the size. Usually, if someone's bigger, size does matter.
Ah, okay. So you're watching a guy who's bigger than you. You don't enjoy it.
As inside as in endowed rise, because basically what happens is someone is like a bull. They call it a bull, right? So the bull takes over, and usually the male or female that acquiesces with the bull. That's what happens, basically. So, and then the other guy is usually masturbating on the side.
So are you saying you've gotten into a threesome and then the bigger penis takes charge?
Basically, yeah.
How is this happening?
A couple of times.
With who? A partner?
No, just randoms.
And which one were you? Were you the big bull or the small bull?
No, mate. Just modest.
Just modest. So you found yourself watching?
Look. It's, menage a trois, 69, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, usual. So you were involved in a way, you just weren't sent a stage.
Yes, I was involved, but you got to remember that, especially with women out there, and I don't know if they're going to say it, but size does matter, and a woman will, what they tend to do, guys tend to like pulling themselves on the side, or they tend to hire out men to root their women because the men are bigger, like bigger size, and then they just look on the side and they enjoy it. They get turned on by it.
Right. So you were sort of you weren't a Gary Ablett. You were the sort of the Scott Selwood. You were the lesser.
I was on the bench.
At least you're honest, Stuart. Appreciate your honesty.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, boys. See ya.
Have a good night, buddy.
Up next, it's all over to Bell. Fake boobs, yay or nay? Get involved. 133353.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Naughty After 9.
Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Naughty After 9, I must give out a content warning here because things do get naughty after 9 o'clock once the kids have gone to bed. You can catch up on the podcast, by the way. You just search Tom and Ollie on iTunes or head to triplem.com.au. Maybe you want to share it to your mates. Maybe you joined something a bit late and you wanted to hear how it all started.
Good for the train home, etc., etc. Now, Belle, our producer, who is a lovely girl, wanted to take some stage time.
Like you had to quantify what type of girl she was.
I had to clarify that I like her. I like her as a person.
Belle, you want to get involved tonight for Naughty After 9?
Yeah, I want to have a bit of a conversation with you guys.
Okay, what about?
About my boobs.
About your boobs in particular.
All right.
Yes, well, about about surgery to get your breasts enlarged.
Fake boobs.
Yep, okay, let's say it.
Fake boobs.
Fake boobs. I've got mine done.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy and very proud.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that until you told me, by the way.
Okay, good. I don't want people to know by looking at me.
Well done.
And I want to know if guys actually do find it appealing or not, because I've had a very mixed reaction when I do tell my male friends.
Really? Is it both sides of the fence? Some guys are like, yeah, that's awesome. Other guys are like, oh, they're just plastic.
Yeah, exactly. And so some guys will be like, oh my gosh, let me touch them.
Well, how about we do a bit of a poll on 133353? We get opinions from both guys and girls about fake boobs, not necessarily yours, Belle. About the idea of fake boobs in general, because I think it is one of those things that are becoming more and more common these days.
Yeah, they are common for sure. And I reckon the way we go about it, Tom, it's just a fake boobs, yay or nay. 133353. Are you into them? Are you not into them? I mean, and if you have an answer for that, then I guess tell us why you believe that. What's your experience?
133353, Naughty After 9 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
If you're easily offended, look, don't listen. A content warning for after 9 o'clock for this show with Tom and Ollie.
We are discussing fake boobs right now on 133353. Breast implants, you could call them, fake tits, whatever you want to describe them as. I think it's one of those topics where, like, if you meet someone who has them, you don't really, you can't ask them about it. And you can't really discuss.
Well, why don't you, our producer Belle, who's sitting outside there doing our phones. Thank you, producer Belle. You do have fake boobs, Belle.
Yeah, I do. I got mine done early last year. And I've got mine so that if I was walking down the street or if I met you, you wouldn't know.
Right. And that's a choice, is it? Was there a choice that says get ones that are obvious? Or?
Oh, yeah. You can choose what size and shape and how they're placed and if they're like quite far out or if they're kind of droopy.
Oh, God.
Who's going to go, I want droopy boobs?
Not droopy.
Do you mind people asking you about them?
Do I mind?
Yeah, do you care?
No,
or do you like
it's the best
about
decision
it?
I've ever made, and I'm so happy that I think, if anyone asks me, I say, yeah.
Well, despite your confidence, you've still asked a fake boobs yay or nay.
Let's jump over to
a good thing.
Yeah, let's jump over to Ash, because Ash, what do you reckon about fake boobs?
I am a bit torn about this one. I say definitely yay. Personally, I would love fake boobs, but I've got a best friend who's got, I think she's A, B, C, D, E. Yeah, she's up to E.
Whoa.
And she hates them. She absolutely hates them.
Really?
Hang on, you say up to E, like she started small and got bigger?
Oh, she's got them done. So, like, yeah, she got E's done. I think she went from, like, a B to an E or something. Something ridiculous.
That's a big change.
They're like balloons.
And doesn't
They're
like
big.
Them at all.
No. If she wears something loose, it's like she's wearing a potato sack. So she has to wear, like, a lot of, like, fitted things, and she's not happy. I look like I've fed a freaking African village of, I'm from documentary. So I'd be happy with that.
Quite flat, you're saying, or?
Sorry?
Are you quite a flat-chested girl? Is that why you want to get fake boobs?
No, I've got a 9-year-old. So after having a kid, they just changed them.
Is that a common thing, Ash, that women get boob surgery after having a kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally natural. I'm not paranoid about it. Like, I just accept it. But God, I'd love some decent boobs. Walk down the street, natural, not anyone would know. Be fine. It'd be great.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we've got a bit of a poll going on, Ash. So stay tuned, because we're asking on 133 53 a yay or nay for fake boobs. Guys or girls, get involved on 133 53.
What do you feel about them, Grant? What do you think? Fake boobs? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm a big yay.
You're a big
yay. I love
them.
Yeah.
What is it about them?
Well, my wife only got hers done a week ago.
Oh, wow.
So hers haven't done what they think. It's called dropping, so they drop over the first 4 months.
Yeah, right.
But, look, I just love that the women can choose what style, what shape, what size. For me, like, I think they just look wonderful, and, like, they're not... The surgeons are so good these days. I don't think they're super hard. Once they soften up, they're boobs.
What was your wife's decision process in getting them?
Something she's always wanted to do, and she just wanted to make sure she was 100% secure in it.
Yeah.
And she was at a stage in her life where it just felt like the right time.
And is it the size of the boobs that you like? Like, what's exactly the reason for it, Grant?
Oh, look, I'll be honest. I love the size.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So the bigger the better for you, Grant.
Oh, no, I think anything above an E starts getting a bit full on for me.
A bit hectic, more than a handful.
I'm not sure what to do with it when there's too much.
Okay.
Tom's learning here. He's got no idea what's going on. He's like, what, boobs, what's the deal? How's it work?
Yeah, exactly right. The guy, one of the two.
Dan, fake boobs, yay or nay?
Nay, mate, nay.
We've got a nayer.
Yeah, mate,
that?
For sure. I've got to be president of the itty-bitty-titty committee here, mate. And... mate, you need to work with what you got. I'm not going out and getting implants into my bits, so I think it's just all fair and square if they keep it, honest.
And are you a boob man? Are you into boobs?
I'm a boob man. Don't get me wrong. I'm a boob man. I started off with big ones and started now I'm down to the littler ones, but the ones are just better.
So then girls who don't have much boob or any boob, for you, you're not into that, but then you don't want them to get any boobs.
He just said that he was into that.
No, I started off liking them, but then now I'm down to the smaller, just more. They've got more better feel to them, nicer. They're just real. Real, you know.
But Dan, do you feel? I mean, I feel bad if girls who are quite flat. I mean, they can feel quite not feminine, I think, and so it can be tough for them if you're saying don't do it at all.
Well, they can do it if they want to, but really, I'm not going to go and get my bits extended or my pecs put in and made bigger, so I think it's just fair. It's just fair. So it's false advertising too.
Yeah. For you, it's the Olympics. It's just, no drugs in sport. No one gets any advantages. It's just play what you get.
That's it, mate. Keep it square.
Yeah, right. 133 53. Whose side are you on? Are you like Grant, where you love fake boobs? It's all about the size? Or are you with Dan, who's part of the itty-bitty-titty club? In his words.
It's a brand new club. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. Yay or nay for fake boobs. Guys and girls, get involved. 133 53. And if you've had some boob work done, I'd love to hear from you as well. No?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Looked like you didn't want to hear from that. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's a long way to the top. ACDC. Naughty After 9. Akadaka. It's a long way to the top. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. doing nights differently. It's certainly different in here after 9 o'clock because, of course, we do Naughty After Nine.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
iTunes is where you can go for the podcast. Just search Tom and Ollie or head to triplem.com.au. I must give it a content warning after 9 o'clock, though. As tonight, we are talking about graphic content. Maybe you're easily offended by this. Not
too graphic, though. It's not too graphic. This is fairly PG, I guess, or maybe M for mature, because we are mature. Fake boobs, yay or nay?
Yeah.
I think yay is the operative word for some people, Tom. Yay.
Well, it's been pretty balanced so
far. Well, for me personally, it's a yay. But it's a poll on 1-3-5-3.
What is it about fake boobs that you like? Or is it not about the fakeness, it's just about size for you?
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, I'm a bit of a boob kind of guy, and so I'd rather... Yeah, I think fake's better than nothing. That's my preference.
Yeah, but let's say a woman was comfortable with her breast size. Would you want them to be bigger?
Probably.
Oh, you're a pig of a man.
That's not true at all. No, you're asking me if
Well, if a woman was comfortable with her body.
You're asking me what I want, but you're imposing that she's happy with it, like you're some kind of moral dictator. Yeah, that's not how it works.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. Dickhead. I threw you under the bus. Yeah. Okay.
Mick, fake boobs, yay or nay?
Not a big fan, but if they're done right, if they're done so the skin isn't stretched or they don't look like they've been bolted on, then, you know where you can't tell, then I'm all for it, but you can't beat a pair of natural boobs, mate. There's no hands down.
Yeah, hands down or hands on if you're getting into it. Now, Mick, I've never seen fake boobs in the flesh. I mean, have you seen many?
Yeah, I have actually. My mate's missus got a pair done.
Okay, you've seen them?
I've seen them, yeah, and a lot of strippers have got them done, I suppose, and a lot of them are ugly, so.
Oh, God. Quite blunt language, Mick. But how do you come about to see your mate's wife's breasts or your mate's partner's breasts?
Oh, we're pretty close friends.
Yeah, okay. Get on you, Mick. Well, let's go to Michael. So, I mean, Mick's a tentative yes, I think, there. Michael, are you a yay or a nay?
I am a yay.
Yeah, yay. Yay to you. And why is that?
I just think, if a woman's born with small breasts and she wants bigger breasts, why would you deny her that choice, really?
Yeah, totally.
I think, Michael, as well, we've got to admit that, I mean, we live in a world where we create the demand for things like boobs, so we can't be harsh on people who decide to get them, can we?
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Since the media have put such a large focus on it, there's no point in, like driving it into this corner where you can't change what you're born with.
Yeah. Do you have much interaction with fake boobs? Have you come across many girls or partners with it?
Only one, myself. And to be honest, she got a really good job done, and you could hardly even tell by looking, obviously. So, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Good stuff.
On you, Michael.
Luke, where do you stand on the fake boobs? What's your experience?
So many guys.
I'm a massive yay.
Yeah, massive. Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, Tom, you're right. A lot of guys are calling up, not many girls, which makes it a bit of a blokes, let's all have our say. But, I mean, I'm glad to hear you say you're for it, Luke. What's your experience?
Well, I actually live with a female who's got double S.
Yeah, right.
As in fake or real?
So she's got fake. We went to Thailand and she got it done. So it was actually funny because she got it done and 10 days ago, when she got on, the surgeon said not to fly when she jumped on a plane. So she had the F cups. I mean, the F cup's the largest one you can possibly get.
And you said double F as well, didn't you?
Yeah, so these are like, it's like waking up to balloons every morning.
Oh, so it's your partner, is it?
No, it's not my partner. It's a friend. Casual thing, so.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. She just lives under our roof.
So the flying, what was the result of that? Did it?
It was like one of her stitches broke, so obviously because she got them in Thailand, so... We had to, obviously, when she got back to Melbourne, she had to get it done straight away again, so because they were so big.
Oh, God. Yeah, right. All right, Luke. Well, that's very good. I mean, Belle, our producer who has fake boobs, and you brought this up, you wanted to know yay or nay. I mean, well, how does it feel? Because, I mean, we're just two bloody men sitting in a studio talking fake boobs, yes or no. Like, what do you think about this? Is this a healthy conversation to be having? I need a female perspective, Belle.
Belle, you asked the questions.
I do feel bad now that I've done this to you guys.
Oh, no, it's not bad.
Ollie, you don't need to press your microphone off to talk to Belle. She can hear you, mate.
Wow, what a hack move.
No, I find it very interesting. I mean, in real life, I've been getting a 50-50 response. So this is kind of nice to hear. All right, yeah, cool. It is, guys are fans of it. And it is actually really interesting for guys I don't know, I kind of think back to when I did have my real boobs and hearing these guys talk about how nice it is to have the real boobs, and that's kind of sad.
Well, I'm amazed to hear you say that there were other guys actually saying to your face, oh, not a fan. That's pretty rude.
Yeah, yeah, when they find out, they look at me and they go,
what?
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, don't do that. Can we just put that out there? Just don't be saying that. Jeez. Am I right, Belle?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Tom.
It's kind of common sense, isn't it?
It's just ridiculous.
You would never see someone's body part and go, oh, really?
I know. Like,
exactly. What if you pulled down your pants? And I went, yeah. All right. Bye.
All right. For this next part, let's finish it off. I want a couple of girl opinions. Girls, 133353, fake boobs, yay or nay? 10-ton skeleton, royal blood, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Royal blood, 10-ton skeleton, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. Naughty after nine.
There's a content warning, of course, for 9 o'clock. 133353. We're asking fake boobs, yay or nay. Our producer Belle does have fake boobs, and she was wanting to know a bit of a snap poll, a bit of an opinion, a bit of a yay or nay about what people think about fake boobs.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a taboo topic, Tom. And you're right to point out it was Belle's question. It does sound a bit bad if we're just having a men's only discussion about boobs. That's not what it's about.
No.
For us, it's definitely a bit of a, I don't know, an exploration around just opinions or viewpoints out there on the topic.
Yeah. And Charlotte on 133353, what do you reckon? Should men actually be able to have a say about fake boobs? What do you reckon?
I think they should.
Okay.
I wanted to give fake boobs a big fat yay.
Yeah, cool.
I have them.
Cool.
So I went from a big B to a double D.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and
how old
best
were
thing
you?
I've ever done, I was 19.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, so basically I've got a pretty big bum and I wanted to kind of felt a bit out of proportion.
Okay.
So I had a lot of money saved up. Thought, yeah, I'm going to do it, and it's the best thing in the entire world.
Why is it the best thing?
You just so if we're really going to get naughty after nine,
yeah, you can.
I'm a lot more sexually confident.
Yeah.
Especially I don't know if you guys know this, but you know when you're getting intimate with a woman, her boobs can kind of disappear when she's lying down.
Well, I don't know. I'm a gay man. So Ollie will have to answer this one.
You mean like on your stomach?
Yeah, no, when you're lying on your back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
A lot of girls find that their boobs kind of disappear to their side.
Yeah, definitely.
And that doesn't happen with me. Mine are just there and they're staying there.
They're always there.
So, yeah, I mean, it makes me feel great. And
Oh, it makes sense, Charlotte. Makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that if guys encounter the right boob job, then they would all be a yay. So people can do it very wrong.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Good call, Charlotte.
Charlotte, thank you for giving a female voice to this.
Awesome.
Appreciate it. Can I give a second female voice? My sister is a very switched on young girl. Yes. She's messaged in saying, it shouldn't be about what the men think about it. Fake boobs should be about women feeling good / sexy with them, not for men, the men's sake. So she's spot on there. I totally agree.
What do you reckon about that, producer Belle?
And I agree.
But Belle, you didn't bring this up just to get men's affirmation, did you?
But the thing is, I feel great with mine, and I'm done with myself. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do the guys think?
Yeah, great.
Look, it's an open forum. It's what we do. We get answers, and occasionally the answers pile up, and you go, well, there's a lot of men talking about it. But I think we covered a bit of ground there, and great to hear Charlotte's opinion there, that it is about confidence and about feeling good.
iTunes is where you can go for the podcast. You search Tom and Ollie with a Y, or head to triplem.com.au if you want to share it with anyone. We're actually going to be back Tuesday because there's a big old public holiday this weekend.
Ooh, 5-day weekend.
And a 2-day week.
I do teach as well, guys. I'm actually a teacher, so I've got to go to work tomorrow. Don't feel too bad.
See ya on Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.